Welcome back to Rude Dude.
Welcome to the Rude Dude Recovery Podcast with your host and resident wet brains, Cam and Hen, two dudes navigating the waves of wellness. Thanks for being here. This week, Patrick Mahomes got bent over Jalen Hurts' knees and got his little ass spanked. And the dudes dive into the world of dating, breaking down the red flags to avoid and green flags to look for in a healthy relationship. They share personal insights on love, dating, and recovery, and why we're sometimes drawn to the wrong people. Plus, things take a hilarious turn as they relive their teenage days at the old spaghetti factory. Please enjoy episode 95 of the Rude Dude Pod. Welcome back to the Rude Dude Podcast, the show that puts some pep in your step, takes some weight off your plate, and reminds you that haters are going to hate, but you are loved. We are your favorite, number one, all-time recovering alcoholics. It's me, your boy, Henny Lokes the Lobster, with my buddy, my pal, my guy, Cameron the Cree Davis. How are you, Cam?
I've been better, dude. I didn't like hit with a, well, I'm doing all right, but I've been better, man.
Despite my super hype intro, I've been better as well.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Gird your loins, everybody. This is going to be a very low energy episode. And actually watch, like, by the time we get done with this, we'll be like, damn, that was a good episode. I'm glad we did it. But yeah, man, it's been kind of a rough week for Kreeran, man. Just been getting a little sick. And then what usually happens to me and my fucking insanity is when I get sick, I like to get really anxious. I've had elevated anxiety all week, bro. Like just nonstop anxiety, nonstop, just really railing me from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep. Tight chest, just fucking just a nightmare, dude. So I'm tired as hell, and I'm coming down. Today's a little bit better than the whole week, but for the most part, it's been a complete ass. How are you?
Rage.
Super rage. Dude.
If our listeners are hoping for joy, maybe stick around. It might come later. I don't know, man. I'm having a rough go of it myself. Just been working a lot and busy, and the dryer went out at the Airbnb, and my job I keep running into problems. I'm doing a big bathroom remodel, which is great and going to be super sick, but we're in the second week. God, has it been 2 weeks now? And I just keep going backwards. You know, it started with when I pulled the floor up, their existing plumbing was cracked in three or maybe four spots. So I had to completely redo all the plumbing, like the sewage plumbing, not the water. Like all their sewage plumbing was cracked. So I had to completely redo their plumbing. That was not part of my bid. That was not part of what I decided. And they're going to pay me for it. But still, it's like, okay, we're not building yet. We're going backwards. And then had to redo the water, like lines. And then today finally got where I was going to set up the bathtub and stuff, and found out the fixture that she bought is not going to work with the tub that she has. It's a very custom application. Even the people in Lowe's, even my rep at Lowe's, other customer, like everyone has a problem because she wants a shower head for a clawfoot tub, which is not really a thing. Most people, usually it's just a tub filler. And when people have like a standalone tub, they have a tub filler and they usually have a separate shower. So that's how the normal application. So we're trying to do it all, which I figured it out after spending like an hour and a half with my girl at Lowe's on the computer. But again, then I had to cut open a wall that I basically just finished mudding. I just finished like 3 days of drywall work. And I had to cut it open because now we're putting it in the wall. It's not going to be outside. It's going to be in the wall. So it's God. Sick. I just finished. Okay, cut it open. I'm going to have to retape and mud it when I put it back now and do this all over again.
Oh, dude. You know what, man? That sounds like some Cameron Davis fucking luck, dude. It's always something like that with me, bro. Like when I try to take on something like I'm refinishing and painting kitchen cabinets over here, right? So I'm doing that whole deal, and of course, like, I buy some new hardware because I'm just trying to spiff up a few things, right? But of course,
they don't line up. The holes don't line up.
No. They're like a 3/8 offset because they're like inset cupboards, and so like all the ones I bought the other day, I obviously didn't put two and two together. They don't shut. So then I had to go back and fucking try to fucking figure this out. And then I line them up, and now I have some that are too small, too long. And I'm fucking losing my mind over here, bro. And I mean, that's not a cutting into drywall and having to remud type of problems, but I can sympathize a little bit, man. It's always something like that, dude. It's always something like that.
Well, the thing about plumbing too, and everyone will tell you this, is that you never have the right pieces or enough of the right pieces. Mm-hmm. I just returned like $300 worth of plumbing stuff to Lowe's, which was the stuff I didn't use, just in straight up like 90s tees, elbows, 45s, because I bought hella extra so I would have everything. I still had at least 4 trips in my plumbing. Actually, when I bought all the plumbing stuff and figured out what I needed and got back, I realized that with that huge, crazy clawfoot tub she had, the toilet wasn't going to fit where it was before. So I needed to move it over to the other side of the bathroom. So basically all the shit I have was wrong because that's awesome. I had to do a completely new. Yeah, it's just, and it's every day, dude. It's I go to Lowe's 6 to 7 times a day, an hour maybe. Fuck yeah, dude. Absolutely. What's up, Henry? Fuck yeah, they do. I mean, I get good pricing and shit in there, but. Anyway, yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I prayed for patience. I don't know. But it's all learning, and it's all, you know. I usually put stuff in my bid that I don't account for, like a little extra. But man, there was a lot of unaccounted forness.
Yeah, dude, and yeah, plumbing. Like I said, like you said, man, it's a whole bunch of little parts, like you said, like people, if you haven't done it, like it's like, you know, these little T's and these 45s and these 90s, and if you're running pecs, and then if you're running fucking in glues and tapes and this and that and that and this. But yeah,
for pec stuff, I don't even return anymore. I have a box that goes in, so keep whenever pecs, I do bro. Pecs, like I pecs. Just have all yeah. the stuff.
Keep the pecs, dude. Yeah, you can hit up Justin, dude, if you have any trouble plumbing. He'll talk to you. Justin's a master plumber, bro. That guy's he's the shit. But yeah, man, I implore you to see it as you honing your skills, right? I think a shower head with a fucking clawfoot tub is the stupidest fucking idea in the world, but you're gonna pull it off, and I bet you're gonna make it look awesome, and you'll be able to be like, "Hey, dude, I can make anything happen." You know what I mean?
It's gonna be a great piece for the portfolio. The women are gonna swoon when they see it, and they're gonna be like, "That guy needs to come remodel my entire house immediately."
Exactly, dude. Exactly. So, dude, through trial and error, when it's done, you'll sit there and be like, "Fuck, this was a pain in the ass, but look what I did." Right?
Also, yeah. This job has allowed me. Oh, this is a Rude Dude exclusive. Wah, wah. This job has allowed me to purchase a van for the company.
There we go, dude.
The bad news is the money I used to purchase the van is supposed to pay my Lowe's card off. So we're going to figure that out.
Hey, there we go, dude. It's all right. Harry's got a van.
Yeah, it's super exciting. It makes us more diverse. You know, I don't need to, I was picking them up and dropping them off every single day, which is rough in itself. And then, you know, now we can go different directions or different times or whatever we need to do. Pack it full of tools, send him off on his own. Yeah, dude, I'm really excited. Big moves.
Yeah, dude, that's leveling up, man. Leveling up. Now, if you could just decide on a logo, we'd be fucking set, right?
Dude,
we may have to bring the listeners in on this for some fucking for some insight. We may post a poll or something when you get down to the final three.
I was thinking about that. I was actually gonna give 99designs a free commercial, because I think it's super fucking sick. So it's this website where if you want a logo, you go in there, there's some different stuff to select. You get to like select colors you like, you select modern or classic or strong, or there's like a few sliders and you can pick to this side or that side. And you can write a little blurb about what your company's about or what you do. You can write notes about what you like. And then you can also upload reference files, which I had drawn a picture of a logo that I liked. And then I had a couple that I liked and I uploaded them. And then all these designers compete and and send you logos. And the cool part about it is like, even if you know somebody who does it, like my wife does it, she's awesome at it. We're like, we wouldn't have, you get these blinders on, you know, and you're just like looking at one style or one thing. When you get all these different ones, instead of one person going, hey, this is what I think would be good, it's all these different people with completely different ideas, and you get a shit ton of really cool stuff. And I have currently 75 fucking logos, which is fantastic, but it also kind of sucks because... Now, the thing is, I don't love all of them, but there's probably like 20 that are pretty sick. So it's going to be hard to narrow it down. But overall, it's a really cool thing. So I recommend if you need a logo, try 99 Designs. The first package starts at $300. Okay. And you can write messages to the designers and they'll make changes for you. And then at the end of like the 7 days, you select one and they send you all the files. You have the copyright. You own it. Send you every different kind of file and everything. So pretty rad.
Dude, I love that. Like some healthy competition, dude. It's like fucking Squid Games for a logo. That's hella dope, dude. And so what, do they get fucking paid out that fucking money for if they get chosen?
I think, only the person who gets chosen gets the money or whatever.
I love that, dude. That's right.
And I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool like if you were a designer and you just sat at the crib and you were just like, let me go on 9 in, all right, I'll make this guy one, bam, make this guy one, bam, make this guy one, bam. And then, you know, some of them work, some of them don't. And the people who are good at it, like to slap a little logo, it probably takes 15-20 minutes.
Like
the first draft.
I gotta start honing my fucking graphic design skills, dude. You're gonna see me on fucking, what's it called? 99 fucking problems, but a bitch ain't one or some shit.
As long as I don't see you on 99 bananas, my brother, we are good.
No, dude. I was never a 99 bananas guy.
Oh, Baba.
I know Shandle back in the day when I would fucking roll up to him, dude. He'd be fucking slamming a few of those before he'd get on the fucking real wacky shit.
They get the job done, pal. Need a couple sliders.
Nah, dude. I was a real, real staunch Paps and New Amsterdam guy, dude. I mean, that was about it. That was about it, dude. Oh, fuck, dude. Fuck me. Well, what are we getting into this week, dude? I know it's going to be a shorter episode
for us. You mean you don't want to talk about nothing for any longer?
No, I'm actually thoroughly enjoying this conversation. I just don't know if our listeners are.
Same, exactly.
Yeah. Like I could sit here and talk about this forever. I think that's a hella cool fucking, I will go back to this. I think that's a hella cool website. And when you do narrow it down, I think our listeners will be able to help. I give you thoughts and prayers because, man, I can't make a fucking decision to save my own ass, dude. I was telling you in our text message that I struggle with picking out a pair of sweats at the fucking Nike store.
Yeah, I can't either. I'm the worst. This is actually terrible for me. Because
I'm terrible at it.
Like if I get, what would you call it? Like decision paralysis when like a menu's too big. Mm-hmm. I'll be like, what's popular? The steak or the chicken? What do you like better? The chicken. Perfect. Thank you.
I'll have that, please.
I make waiters pick for me all the time.
Oh, dude, then you love that 5-star fucking Michelin star restaurant down here because you don't have to choose; they just give it to you. I mean,
which one is it? The Kitchen?
No, it wasn't The Kitchen. What the fuck was it called? Remember, I just went to it. Localis. Localis, real cool house in Midtown.
I wouldn't be into that.
Yeah, it's super dope, dude. I mean, they just give you out. It's like a 13-course, 15-course meal, and you don't have a choice, brother. So you don't even have to decide. Yeah. It's like fucking, I think like $300, $500 a seat, but I mean, it's fucking, it's worth it. It was an experience.
Nice. Yeah. Well, we thought that since Valentine's Day will be at the end of this week. We would take this opportunity to talk a little bit about relationships and some such sort.
Yes.
And we have composed a list of red flags, and we have also composed a list of green flags. So we're going to start with red, and then we'll end with positivity. The first one I have here is for red flags, obviously, is possessive, jealous, and controlling. And I think all that stuff traces back to insecurity. but if you, I just have no, I have no time to, for someone who wants to like tell me what I can and can't do. I mean, I think, unfortunately, I think this goes a little more for women than men, but I actually, that's not even true. I think it's more commonly affects women, but I know there's definitely women, a ton of women that are also possessive and controlling and jealous. You know, the other thing that I've found, that I learned from one of my relationships that you got to be aware of is a guilty conscience. Because a lot of times someone who's worried about you cheating is because they're cheating.
Brother man, my brother in Christ, dude, I'm so glad you brought this up, dude, because, you know, we sit here and you know, being in recovery, obviously, there's probably 99% of our listeners who are in recovery sit here and they have this exact type of relationship in their past, or some of them might still be in it. But we love those toxic, crazy fucking relationships. And I absolutely love that you brought up the insecurity. Are you cheating on me? Let me look at your phone. Let me see your phone. And 99% of the time, dude, ready? The other person who's asking to see the phone is doing the exact same thing that you're doing. They know what they're doing, man. And I had a relationship just like that. And it actually lasted like 7 years, of just cheating and madness, bro. And so I think that is a huge red flag. If somebody is trying to see your phone or like fucking like trying to see what you're doing at every given minute, that's a big, big, big red flag, because not only does it mean that they're probably doing something sketchy, but it also shows that they are way too possessive, because nobody needs to be knowing what the fuck you're doing 24/7.
Yeah. And there, I think on another note, I think there's a certain amount of like cute and playful jealousy that's accepted. But someone who's like, oh, did you go over there because of that bitch? Or, you know, like, all, you know, all the time, it's like, no, like, I like smoothies. I like McDonald's. I don't go there because some chick, you know, whatever it is. Like, I have no interest in that. And this actually segues perfectly into another one, which is like a person who doesn't have friends.
Okay.
That it's so like, it's so strange when you notice, like, to me, it's unattractive when someone's like, they never have their own plans. They don't have, like, why don't you have friends? Why don't you have anyone you talk to? Why don't you have anyone you hang out with? And this goes with one of my slogans that I feel like I made up. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. But it's like, if everyone else is the problem, then you're probably the problem. If you don't have friends, it's because you're an asshole or you're a bitch, and like nobody wants to hang out with you. Yeah. And the other problem with not having friends is that you're their only friend, so you're their only entertainment, and you're the only person they want to hang out with. And then when you go to the gym, why are you always going to the gym? I thought we were going to hang out. I'm like, keeping you from doing self care related things or whatever, like, you're gonna go with your friend, like that kind of shit. Like, no, like, get a life. Like, I want you to be like, hey, I'm going to hang out with my girls tonight. I want you to, good. You have a life, I have a life. We don't, like, I love spending time with you, but we don't need to spend all the time. We need to get away and do our own thing and have our own lives and maybe we need to vent about each other to someone else. Or, you know what I mean? Like, we cannot be together all the time, and you cannot be mad at me because I have a life and activities.
Dude, and there's another one, right? Like, there's another one. That's another huge one, bro. Like, I have seen that. I have seen that, right? Where it's the guilt trip for wanting to go and like hang out with your friends. And like, eventually, if you get caught up in it, right? And you get caught up in that toxicity, you eventually stop hanging out with your friends, right? Because then you get sucked in, right? Oh, okay. Well, hey, I don't want to make you feel bad. You don't have anything to do. So I'll just stay here. Don't worry about it, baby. It's okay. And like, I'm like having PTSD thinking about this right now, dude. Because I did it for years, right? And you bringing that up, like, hey, why don't you have anything else to do? I think it went both ways for me, at least in one of the relationships I'm referring to. Like, I didn't trust her, just like she didn't trust me. I didn't even want her hanging out with friends because I thought she was going to go be gagging on cocks.
You guys were just having staring competitions. Like, you're not going anywhere, bitch. You're not going anywhere either, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're stuck with me for life, motherfucker. Ah, go steal some of my mom's tequila and shut up. But no, like, dude, those are big red flags, man. Because if you are the sole existence of somebody's life, which I would say, like, you know, my wife is, but it's in a healthy way. If it's in any sort of toxic manner, you need to really keep an eye out for that, because that's bad news, bro.
Well, and I gotta say, I gotta go on the record here, and especially in case any of my exes are listening, I used to be that person.
Yeah,
for sure. So I'll just be honest. Like, I was possessive and controlling, and I was very codependent, and it was like, why would we need to hang out with other people when we have each other?
Exactly.
But it's no good, man. We each have to have our own life and our own stuff. We can't make, and oh yeah, this is what I remembered. In recovery, it's super important as well, because what do? People in recovery make their partner their higher power. And guess what happens when your higher power breaks up with you?
Yep.
We back to the bottle.
Exactly.
You hurt my feelings. I'm going to go get fucked up.
Exactly, dude. Exactly, man. And I will go on the record, in case any of my ex-girlfriends are listening here. I was that exact same person as well, right? Like a liar, a manipulator, and definitely super codependent. Like, I'd be drunk and, like, you know, crying tears, be like, what do you mean you're going somewhere? Don't leave me. How could you ever do this?
You're gonna wear that low cut shirt to hang out with the girls?
Yeah, but you're not going to hang out with the girls. You're going to suck a dick, aren't you? I knew it. Yeah, like, and I was right too the whole time. But dude, it's funny to talk about these things on the other side of it, right? Like, it's funny to sit here and talk about it. I think there's one that I just put on here, or it went somewhere. I don't know where the fuck it went, but I'll just go into it. Is talking down to you. If anybody's talking down to you, trying to take away your worth to try to keep you sort of trapped in that relationship, that's another huge red flag. I do know that I've experienced that before. Like, oh, hey, you're not, you're not good enough. Who'd want to be with you? You're drunk. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Be like, oh, you were just taking money out of my purse, Cameron. What do you mean? You're not going anywhere. And even though, because they had justified, you know, accepting that type of behavior from me, because it was just so crazy, right? And so, like, no, I'm not. I just caught you cheating. This is just a possible hypothetical situation, which it's not, but let's pretend that it is. I just caught you cheating on me, and now. I'm gonna leave. This is me, Cameron. I'm leaving. Well, no, you're not. Who's gonna ever want you? Blah 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 blah. All these things. You're a huge piece of shit. You can't keep a job. You're drunk. Blah 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 blah. You're gonna stay here regardless of me cheating on you. Blah 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 blah. And guess what? I ended up staying. You know what I mean? And so it's just those crazy, crazy toxic relationships, bro. I'm sorry if that didn't make sense while I was laying that story out.
No, it completely did. I'm over here stressing a little, because that emotional abuse, man, can be as bad or worse than, like, physical abuse sometimes.
I think it is, dude. I think it is.
And a lot of us, I know that a lot of addicts suffer from that. I've talked about it a lot with a lot of my friends, because I know there was times for me where I felt and believed that I couldn't get anyone else or no one else would love me. So I had to settle for this dog shit that I was in, because no one else, who else is going to want me? And the sick part too is that the other person is an enabler, but they also enjoy that power that they have over you. They have that power. They always have that trump card to be like, well, you're a piece of shit. You're a fuck up. You're a drunk. And we feel so bad about ourselves, and we know it's true, that we're like, yeah, I guess I'm probably right. I guess this is all I got. I'll just fucking stay here. And I've seen people go back time after time after time. I got a buddy right now that if he goes back again, I'm going to chop his penis off. It's on the pod. You know who you are. I'm going to make him listen to this episode. But, and I'm just like, dude, it's, you know, like, here, you know, excuse my French, but little explicit warning, but like, you know, your little pee-pee gets dry, and you don't know, no one's ever going to have sex with me again. I guess I just have to go back to her because she does that thing I like too, you know? And that's, you know.
It's as simple as that, dude. That's the greatest voice.
No one else is going to massage my frosty while I'm like, I guess I just have to go back to her.
She told me it was the biggest one she'd ever seen. Dude, like, no, man. And there's a power in that, right? There's a power in that. I remember there's a great story about, I guess, my Grandpa Davis. My dad and him were working in Alaska. Not saying that my mom and my dad's relationship was toxic or anything, but it's a great example of how the power of the women. they're driving back from Alaska. I guess they flew into Canada and then they drove down. And my dad's hauling ass. My grandpa's sleeping in the passenger seat. And I guess my grandpa just pops up his little head and sees that my dad's like hauling ass on the freeway. And he goes, that clam won't spoil, son. Slow the fuck down. Old World War II vet fucking grandpa.
I want to stand up and salute that man. That's he was hilarious. The fucking man,
and he laid back down and went back to sleep.
This is Davis or
Davis to Davis.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah,
he was a savage. Yeah, that clam won't spoil, son. Slow the fuck down. My dad tells that story to this day.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, man. We also can't we can't take that out of context, right? Like the sexual part of this, right? That plays a huge factor, especially if you have low self-esteem, right?
Yes.
If you've been in a toxic relationship, the odds are that your self-esteem has been beaten down to where that you feel genuinely that this person is the only person for me, right? Like, this is it. Like,
well, yeah, and it's what's comfortable and it's what's easy and it's what's available. Like, yeah. if I'm hungry and all I got in the cabinet's granola bar, I'm going to eat a granola bar, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and odds are like that those like toxic relationships, like that's some wild wacky sex, dude. Like, you know what I mean? And that's I'm just being honest. I mean, I'm just being honest. It's fucking, you're dealing with crazy people, bro.
Crystal's got a friend and she's a little cray cray. She's like, dudes absolutely fall in love with her hard. She's I'm like, yeah.
I wonder why.
Yeah. I can tell you. Yeah.
This might be our last episode, Haas. We're going to both be divorced after.
But actually, to bring it back around, I did have a fantastic point. If this guy here and that guy on that mic can get clean, so can you. And if this guy here has a beautiful queen, nay, a goddess upstairs who loves him with all her heart and says wonderful things like, we're in this together, to him, aka me, then you can find someone better too.
Absolutely.
I was always told I couldn't. I always thought I wouldn't. And alas, I did. So you do deserve better and you will find better.
Exactly, dude.
Probably when you're not looking for it.
It's always when you're not looking for it. It's always when you're not looking for it. And I second that.
because I'm sitting here in my room and I have my beautiful wife who loves the shit out of me, who is out juggling children right now. And I came from all these little stories and these little isms that I'm saying in here are all like actually true stories coming from my past relationships. Yeah. Right. So like this is real shit. So if you're in something like that, like, dude, you can get away from it. You just have to, you got to muster up the courage to get away and know your worth. Know your worth. If you, especially if you're getting sober and you're finding yourself again, that'll come kind of organically, or you would hope at least. Like, I know, yeah, that once I got sober,
a little time.
It takes time, man. And it's another, I see it as another form of like breaking another habit, because those types of relationships are addicting, dude. It's like, it, like, they're addicting, right? Like, the fucking dysfunction is like, it's almost as strong and as pulling as alcohol was, right? Like, I gotta control this situation. Yeah. You can't leave me, meow. Like, oh, I gotta know what she's doing, or I gotta know what he's doing, meow.
The back and forth and the, yeah, chaos and
madness, right? Mm-hmm. So a part of that is like, you almost gotta detox yourself from that.
Mm. Only thing more powerful than your drug of choice, gentlemen. Poops.
You women rule the world, dude. We mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, you really
run the world, girls. All right. The next one I have is, if the relationship is not equal, if you do quote unquote all the work, like 60-40, 70-30, you have to always go to their house, or you always have to make the effort. You always text them first. You always ask them how they're doing. They never ask you how they're doing. Anything where it's like, I'm trying so hard and I get like these one word answers, or like if it seems like they're not interested, find somebody who looks at you the way Chris Collinsworth looks at Pat Mahomes. Okay. That was live. I just pulled that right out of my ass. So like, make them be in love with you. Don't do all the work and bend over backwards for someone who doesn't give a fuck. That's what we're not doing in 2025.
We are not doing that, dude. We're not. And that's a great point, man. Like, if you're coming over with flowers and cards and shit.
Flowers. You just turned into New Jersey.
If you come, you know, because I'm thinking, you ever seen my cousin?
You coming over there with flowers. Okay. You did that on purpose? I thought you just had a stroke.
No. I did that on purpose. You ever seen My Cousin Vinny with Joe?
Yes.
Pesci?
I don't remember.
She's talking about wanting to get married. She's like, I want a wedding with flowers and all this. And she's like, stopping. And he's like, and that's what he's fighting. He's like, I'm up to here. And so, yeah, if someone's bringing you flowers and all that stuff, and you're not getting that sort of reciprocation, then what are we doing, right? Like, what are we doing? Like, we're not going to do these triple axels and these double backflips for somebody to try to make them love you more. If they're not giving it back to you in some fashion, then you clearly are just wasting your time, right? And only you will know if that is happening. You know, this kind of stems back to even just our own addiction issues, right? Like, we know that our addiction issues are a problem, right? Regardless of if we're in it or not. If you're in an unhealthy relationship, you know that relationship is bad. You're just actively choosing to stay in it because you're addicted to it. And I don't even know, man. I think this conversation is actually kind of hard. It's like bringing up a lot of past shit for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like thinking of all my unhealthy relationships. Like, fuck, dude.
And the word I have for this one is selfish. You know, like, if you stop and grab food and you get them something and bring it to them, and then when they show up with like food and it's just for them, and they didn't even like ask you, nor did they just be sweet and grab you something, it's like, oh, okay, like, fuck me, I guess. And that kind of stuff, like, all the time. When you do something, it's for both of you, and they do something, it's for themselves. They go get a glass of water, they don't bring you one or ask you if you want, you know, like, yes, all these little things where it's just like, oh, fuck me, I guess, right? But like, when someone tells you who they are, believe them, you know?
That's a fact, dude. That's a fact, dude. And I'll repeat what I just said 5 seconds ago, right? Like, only we can see that, right? And only we are responsible to do something about it. Because if someone's going to be getting away with that type of behavior and treating you that way, they have no initiative to change their ways, right? Unless you call it out and say, hey, you know, I don't like this. If you're in this type of relationship, be like, hey, man, can you like try a little harder? Or maybe, hey, when you go get a glass of water, for example, maybe I wanted one. Can you try? And if they don't keep trying, then dude, that's a huge red flag. And that just shows that they're not willing to put in the effort and they're not willing to do more for you. Get the fuck out of there, dude. I'm going to say get the fuck out of here like 500 times this episode. Get out of there, dude. Go on, get.
Do you want to fire off this last one? Because I know you stand with me on this. It's a doozy. Oh. It's a gear grinder.
I'm gonna let you do this one, and I'm gonna marinate on it.
People who treat servers or any kind of like staff or anything poorly.
Oh fuck, dude!
It is. It's so gross. People who act like a human's not a human for some fucking reason. I can't.
Dude, there's nothing more that I honestly can't handle that at all from anybody. Like, and I think it's from our time.
Anybody.
Like, yeah. From anybody. This isn't even just like, this is just a humanity red flag.
Friends.
Yeah, friends.
I would be upset.
Like if I see you talking down to somebody who's in a customer service position, or especially in a restaurant, and you're mad at them because the fucking chef in the back is probably fucking smoking meth and probably, you know, made their noodle fucking cold or something like that. That's not the server's fault, okay?
Yeah.
Right? Let's use our brain.
The
right?
server didn't set the prices on the menu.
Yeah. The server didn't make the Coke in the back. The server didn't do any of that. And if you feel like you are so inclined and so entitled that you have to talk down to somebody who's probably making less money than you are, then you need to fucking reassess your fucking life. And if I catch you doing that, I will roast you on site, dude. Like I will fucking smoke you, bro. So if anybody is doing that, let me know, because I will tell you about yourself right now on this pod, and I'll tell it to your fucking face, dude. I can't have that, dude. I can't.
I'll say it to your face in cursive.
I will, dude. I mean, what I saw the greatest fucking thing.
Judy chops.
Yeah, dude. Ready? I'll be like a bicycle without a seat. I'm up your ass, boy.
All we got is air and opportunity, and I just took down all the air. I got a mic and a backup mic, and they don't like feedback.
That's right, dude. That's right. Yeah, don't be talking down to people trying to do their fucking jobs, man. I mean, dude, if you're doing that, I was just talking to somebody about
working in the service industry. Oh, my therapist.
Sick.
We were talking about it, and just the unhumanity of people. Oh. Hey, my name's Henry. I'll be helping. We'll have two Cokes. Mm. Don't even look. Excuse the fuck out of me. Why did you come out to eat if you were in a bad mood and you hate everyone? Like, I'm just a dude. I don't own the spaghetti factory.
No.
Well, why is this so expensive? I didn't set the prices, pal. No. I don't fucking, like, I didn't make your food. Some fucking tweaker made your food. Like,
yeah.
I'm not responsible for this shit.
Dude,
I'm a fucking 15-year-old kid. I don't know shit about fuck. I didn't make your food. I didn't set the prices. Fuck off and leave me alone.
My buddy Cameron's walking around with a credit card in his pocket. We just smoked a blunt in the party lot.
Smoking weed with our goldfish memories and then trying to perform in a restaurant is the worst thing ever.
I'm telling you what, dude, if you guys, just for a little insight, so you sit here and you listen to us sit here on this podcast, man, on the regular, man, just imagine 15, 16-year-old Cameron and Henry in little fucking little dress-up shirts and ties,
yes,
seeing people at the old spaghetti factory fucking stoned off our asses.
Yeah.
It was quite the time, dude. We used to go out to the car and
slapping
the Focus.
Little John at the
slapping
Focus.
Little John with the fucking 212s in the back. Smoking weed and then going back in there and seating people in the fucking old spaghetti factory, man. And dude, I had a bunch of fucking rude people in there, man. And that's where like the restaurant experience changed the way that I treated people in the service industry.
Yeah.
I think everybody should go to jail for a night, and I think everybody should work in a restaurant.
Totally, dude. 100%.
That's my thing, dude. We need to get Trump to sign an executive order. Everybody go to jail for a night and you have to serve at a fucking restaurant. For
dude, yeah. And being a server with my memory smoking weed, I'd be like, all right, so you need barbecue sauce, a Dr. Pepper, and we need those fries. Got it. Walk into the kitchen. Gone. I have nothing. I'm like, that's it, oh, dude. My God.
That's it, dude. I was more concerned with fucking grabbing those loaves of bread that were in the old spaghetti factory that we had. And I would actually like go back into the bathroom with the thing of fucking garlic bread. I'd be so stoned, dude. I just rip the middle out of the hot ass bread and just fucking smash it with garlic.
Well, now I'm pissed because did I know about this?
Dude, who knows, dude?
Did we do this together? Why do I feel like I never did this?
I was going rogue on that.
I just picture little 99-pound elf crease sneaking off to the bathroom, ripped out of his gourd. My precious.
Dude, my big old, I got the fucking little loaf, dude. I crack it open like Jesus and rip out the middle.
With the credit card in your pocket.
The credit card.
Oh, the story for the listeners with the credit card is somebody, a table, we were hosts, and somebody like a table handed him a credit card to pay, and the manager came and found him like 45 minutes later. Like, do you have a credit card in your pocket?
She asked everybody in the restaurant.
And that's where Cameron's anxiety began. Holy shit. That was our first job, Spaghetti Factory. I also worked at Chili's, Red Lobster. Shout out my Darden fam. I don't know.
Dude, I still remember. I still remember that manager, Ellen, walking up to me, dude. I'm fucking stoned out of my mind.
I feel
dude.
Like I was standing right there and I just watched all the color leave your face as you reached in your back pocket and found a rogue credit card you've been walking around with for an hour.
Dude, the fucking people, it was for a to-go order, dude. They were out there waiting for their, they already got their food. They were waiting for their fucking credit card to come back. And I'm just out wandering the fucking restaurant for 40 minutes. Oh my God. That's
fantastic.
Yeah. Don't smoke weed and work in a restaurant, folks.
Even though everyone who works in a restaurant smokes weed.
Well, it's not made for us.
Fuck me, dude.
All right. Green flags. Let's get into them. Good things. There are good things that we like. Yes. First green flag is simple. They reach out first. And a lot of these are going to be the reciprocal of the red flags, I guess you could say. So, like, they make the effort. They contact you. They ask you how you're doing. They listen. They ask you how your day was. Like, someone who is interested and making advances where you don't have to do all the work and be the one who texts them or contacts them first all the goddamn time.
Yeah, man. And I think one of the green flags for me is just, are they capable of having a conversation and actually listening to you, right? Mm-hmm. Are they able to hold a conversation and hear you and give you like, you know, caring and loving criticism maybe back, or caring and loving advice back, while supporting you and recognizing your faults, right? The importance of having somebody that you can count on, that you can talk with about all your secrets, about all your issues, and they're listening to you and they want to listen to you is so underrated and so wonderful. So get yourself somebody who wants you, right? Like, who wants to hear you, who wants to talk to you. Now, that's not an invitation for you to fucking go and every time you see your fucking significant other be like, well, guess what I got to do? We got to sit down and have a 30-minute fucking, you know, counseling session every single day, because that's going to get old. But when there's a time and a place for it, man, like having somebody that you can, you know, lay your head on their shoulder and fucking just talk about your fears or your anxieties and they hear you. I couldn't cherish my wife any more than I already do for her ability to do that for me.
Yeah, and that ties into another one I have, so we'll just lump it together. But I have, like, gets excited for you, is proud of you, takes interest in your interests. Like, if you go, babe, I won the fantasy football championship right now, or I won the fantasy football championship, and they don't go, oh, my God, let me suck your cock right now.
Dude, we've gone Italian, now we're Australian, dude. We're all like, oh, let me suck your fucking prick.
Boy, let me suck your bangers and mash.
Well, I'm sorry, Caroline, if you're listening.
Okay, so not fantasy football. But yeah, like, takes interest in what you have going on and listens and asks questions. Doesn't just listen to say something else, but like involves himself in the conversation.
Or, ready?
Or
allows you to pursue your passions. Prime example right now. Two dudes, one guy's sitting down in his basement. I'm sitting in my fucking bedroom right now doing a podcast, right? We both have two women who support us in doing this show, right? You know what I mean? Somebody who's like, oh, hey, they love doing this. And so we take time out of the week to do it, and they support you in any of your endeavors, right? Henry, that's a great one, man. Like, hey, I'm really stoked on this fucking, you know, guitar riff I wrote. Hey, that sounds really great, babe. It's those small things like that, right? It's a small, hey, yeah, that sounds really pretty, babe. Thanks. That's awesome.
Because the opposite, again, like we did in Red Flags, is that selfish person that is like, hey, did you see how I did? And they're like, yeah, it's cool. You know, like, oh, no, excuse me. Yeah. And also, while we're at it, we're getting like grinding gears here, but like making fun of someone for something they like or they enjoy or that brings them happiness is like the worst fucking thing.
That's super shrimp.
And that's why I end the show with be yourself, fuck what they think. What that means is be weird, do your thing, have fun, finger paint with a fucking ukulele, whatever your gig is, nobody cares, wear pink sweaters or whatever you do, do it and enjoy it. And the opposite of that is making, oh, you like that? That is, as Shrimp Man Cree said, the shrimpiest dick energy you could possibly have.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. Like, you know, you'll see this in healthy relationships that, you know, people will be more willing to accept you for exactly who you are, right? Like, I thought I needed like, you know, my big gauges in my ears and shit like that. You know what I mean? But now, like, you know, like I don't need all that shit to be attractive and stuff like that. My wife loves my permanent holes in my ears now from my terrible bad decision that I made. And you know, she loves a couple of shit.
My wife loves my saggy lobes.
No, I fucking do that. Hey, since we're talking about those, it's the biggest regret of my life. If you're listening,
is it?
Yeah, wow. I fucking hate that I gauged my ears, bro.
When Elf Boy Cree gets big stonk money, is that on the list of desires?
Yeah, I'm gonna get him fixed. I'm gonna get him fixed. They bug the shit out of me. Like it's like a part of my life, right? Like like part of me is like, hey, you did this, it was fine. Like, and for the listeners who don't know me, I had like inch plugs in my ears. They were pretty fucking big, and they've healed pretty well, but I look at them and I'm just like, dude, this is just a bad look. Like, I can cover my tattoos with long sleeves if I need to, like all this, but I just have this fucking gaping hole, and now my daughter's asking me why I have these fucking gaping holes in my ears, and then
the
I got
scars remind us that the past is real. I tear my heart open just to feel.
Dude, perfect. That is exactly how I feel on the inside, dude. That is it. Every time I see my ears. But no, dude, like I said, like somebody who accepts you for you and your uniqueness, like Henry said, right? Like, hey, I like doing this, I like doing that, and if you're not with it, like, fuck right off, dude.
So I think I separated these on accident, but I have makes effort. That basically goes with reaches out first, is proud of you. And it's the inverse, the opposite of you have to do all the work. So we covered that. But also a big one for me when I was dating and stuff was has friends. Now that might seem a little silly. It might seem a little simple, but again, it's the inverse of doesn't have any friends. It's like, why are you? So with my wife, Kristen, something that was very attractive, she's been not only a bridesmaid, I think she's been the what the fuck do they call it? The Fair Maiden of Honor?
The Maid of Honor? The Fair Maiden of Honor?
She's been the Fair Maiden of Honor, I think, three fucking times. And then she's been a groomswoman.
What?
You know, those things. Bridesmaid? Bridesmaid. God, I'm fucking losing
you
it.
You are
now.
Fried, yeah.
She's been a bridesmaid like seven times. So yeah. What does that tell you about a person? That tells you that many people take her in a very high regard, that she is a great person, and she's so important to them, she's on their top eight on MySpace, you know?
Dude, top eight on the MySpace.
And the inverse is the someone who has no friend. No, I don't hang out with them. No, I don't. Why? 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 Why don't you have friends? Why don't you have friends? Because you're fucking weird. You're crazy. Yeah. You're mean. You're a bad person. Nobody likes you. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? That's a great point to actually highlight. You know, if people, other people want to be around these people, then you might want to be around these people, right? It shows that they're able to keep relationships, and they're able to mend relationships and be there for people, right? Because friendships are ebbs and flows, man. You know what I mean? Like, if you can maintain a friendship, then you can maintain a healthy relationship, right? Like, because nobody wants to hang around with somebody who's fucking a complete fucking shitstorm, dude. Like, especially nowadays, like, you want to talk about something with me, bro. Like, if you're bringing any sort of fucking chaos or any sort of shit like that, like some unhealthy shit, I'm not here for it. So yeah, dude, that's a great fucking point.
Yeah. And with that, I have like hobbies in their own life. Like if a girl's like, yeah, on Thursdays I do yoga. Fuck yeah. Like I work out three times a week, you know. Oh, I meet my friends every Friday morning for coffee. Great. I'm not your only entertainment. I'm not you who you rely on for your happiness. You do your own things for your own self-care to make you happy. Like your partner should compliment you. They shouldn't rely on you completely to bring them happiness and joy and everything else, because you're the only person they have.
Yeah, dude. And I'm going to really agree with that. If you are the only source of entertainment for a person, that's a huge red flag. I know we're on the green flags, but if you are the only source of entertainment for them, responsible for their happy, sad, mad, glad, fucking wellspring of emotions, then you need to reassess the relationship, right? Because people need their alone time. People need hobbies. People need things to do. And if they don't have anything like that, then that says something about them.
They're dependent on you.
Yeah, they're dependent on you.
To entertain them.
Yeah, that means you're the court jester. Right. And so that can spiral into all sorts of things. Right. Like we talked about, like, oh, you can't leave me. I got nothing to do today. I'm just going to say,
what am I going to do? I don't know. Fucking grow up, get some friends, find something to do. What the fuck? Oh, why is it my job?
Write a novel. Yeah. Like, and so you can see how people who don't have those and people who do. Right. Like even a simple hobby like my wife with her fucking dong books. Like, you know, she'll sit and fucking read those things. And, you know, that's a nice little hobby. And it gives her alone time. Yeah. And I get to go and, you know, cook dinner or fucking, you know, play guitar or play video games or whatever the fuck I like to do, you know. And it's small things like that.
The band name is escaping me. I feel like it's Harvey something and the Flagpole Sitta. They said it best, dude. But if you're bored, then you're boring.
Oh, dude.
If you're bored, then you're boring. There's a whole world full of things to do.
Yeah, find one. Exactly, dude. And find somebody who has a zest for life that actually wants to go and live, right?
I imagined I was in the mind was looking into the mirror to see it a little bit clearer. The rottenness and evil in me. No one looks, but no one ever does. Whoa!
I'm not sick.
All right, I got a banger from Kristen. Responds well to conflict or adversity.
Amen to that.
So everyone can kind of pretend to be someone for so long or a little, but like, what is it? What happens when the tire meets the road? Shit hits the fan. There you go. I don't have a brain. What happens when shit hits the fan, when the rubber meets the road? Then you can see who someone really is. You know, do they throw like a toddler shit fit and get really like mean to, again, waitstaff or whoever's around or their employees, or you know what I mean? So like, again, being aware of how someone acts when everything's not easy, when it's not the first lovey-dovey pink cloud stage and stuff, when the shit hits the fan. Let me say it again, shit hits the fan.
Yeah, when shit hits the fan, man, and you also, it's very important to pay attention in that moment, right?
Yeah.
Because there's going to be plenty more opportunities in the future if you're considering starting a relationship with somebody like this where shit is going to hit the fan. And so you can grade how an argument's going to go. What's a communication style? What does that look like? Is this the I'm going to play the fucking victim, fucking cry and whine and fucking bitch fucking thing? Am I going to take responsibility? What does it look like? Right. So pay attention to how they choose to respond. Like, I know it took me a while to Ash and I a while to figure out our kind of song and dance when we're in disagreement. Right. I'm a very, hey, I'll walk away, see my part, and want to resolve quickly. Right. That's me. I don't like tension in the house. I've said that on this fucking podcast, right? I don't like it. It makes me feel icky. It brings me back to, like the beginning of this episode, my toxic relationships. I don't like fighting, okay? So I like to resolve it fast. Now, Ash needs to marinate on it for a little bit, and then she is ready to have the conversation. And so I have found that there's a happy medium, right? Like, I won't let her sit there and stew for too long, but I also won't come in too soon. And you'll only know that I'll only learn that about her in my relationship by going through the shit hit the fan stages, right? Because the few times that shit hits the fan, then I'm coming in, I'm trying to fix it too soon, she's not ready, and then shit is still hitting the fan. So that's just an example of kind of how we handle it. And it I wouldn't know if I didn't sit there and keep parsing it out with her.
Communication is key.
Yeah, I want everything fixed right away, dude. Right away.
A quick one, shout out to my wife. If they say, we're in this together,
dude,
and they mean it, and they put action behind it, yep. Someone who's got your back, someone who rides for you, someone who supports you, someone who picks you up when you're down. Yeah. You know, Kristen and I, one thing that I think we've done really great and that we try to continue to do well is if one of us is having a bad day, the other one is there to be like, baby, it's okay. You're going to get through this. You're going to da da da. And sometimes it's me and sometimes it's her. And all I know is it's the other person's job, whoever's not having a bad day, to remind the other person that they're a bad motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And I love you and you're great. And we'll get through this. And, warms the soul. That's that good stuff right there.
That is that good stuff, dude. And what about, like, you know, the willingness to sacrifice, right? Like, when I'm sick, like, if I'm sick as fuck, you know, dying from the man cold, Ash will literally, I mean, she's so great. She'll literally be like, hey, go take a shower and go to bed early. I'll handle taking care of the kids. And it's a small thing like that. Like, go lay down. You don't feel good. And she could have the same cold that I have, but obviously my cold is 20 times worse.
So, because, like, you have a penis.
Yeah, because I have a dong, dude. It's a curse. So, like, I obviously need to lay down. Like if you want me around for the next 20, 30 years, like, I have to sleep. So, you know, it's small things like that, dude, that really do it for me, man. And find somebody who wants to do that stuff for you, right? She doesn't have to do that. She doesn't have to do that for me, right? And hopefully, you know, sometimes I'll admit, like, I selfishly will forget to do stuff like that sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. She could not be feeling good, and then all of a sudden I'll miss it. And then, like, she'll let me know, be like, hey, you know how, like, I was, like, sick the other day? She's like, you know how I do that for you? Like, it would be nice if you would do that for me sometimes. And I'll sit here and be like, ooh, I fucking failed. I failed, dude. You're a fucking loser, Cameron. You fucking suck. You don't care about your wife. Your kids fucking hate you, buddy. Everybody thinks you fucking suck.
That's the DG coming for your ass.
You're an asshole, Cameron. I'm always watching. And
hey, Eddie.
And so, like, yeah, dude, like, but I wouldn't know if we didn't have once again. Cameron.
I need to put that on the sampler. Just hit it.
We lost it again, man.
Did we take silly pills today?
You can't fucking tell.
That's
we
something
are
my mom
fried.
Would say. That's a death one.
That sounds
boy,
like
what's up with the two of you guys? You guys take silly pills today or something?
These guys are clearly drunk, dude. This is fucking crazy.
Another one I got to shout out here is self-confidence, man. Gotta super sexy. Someone who just is who they are, is comfortable in their own skin. I do that because that's the way I like it. Ooh, okay, boss bitch, do your thing.
Right, dude.
That's a super green flag for me.
Yeah, man. Yeah, have some confidence in yourself, right? Like, I lack it sometimes. And so, like, I'll sit there and be like I said, like I was just talking about with my ears, like it gives me some weird self doubt nowadays in my older age. And you know, I like to hype up Ash because like Ash looks great. She's had two kids. She looks fantastic. But sometimes you can tell that she's like not feeling herself. And I'll walk around and slap her right on her big juicy ass and be like, damn, you're looking good. I can't wait to fucking get you in bed tonight. You know what I mean? And she'll sit there and roll her little eyes at me and shit. And but, you know, she needs to hear those things. Right. And she'll say the same thing. Like for me, sometimes like I wear a pair of white Vans around here. And for some reason, the white Vans get her more excited than the dong books. And like, you know, she'd be like, you're looking good today in those white Vans. Be like, that's right, baby.
For Kristen, right. It's the backwards hat.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always something. And so I've now found out that I can't actually wear the white Vans 7 days a week because I'm not getting laid 7 days a week. So I got to bust them out like at least like twice.
Special occasions.
Yeah, special occasions. And then when I wear them, she knows that I'm coming for the cheeks, dude. So
I can picture you like, what's up?
exactly. Like I definitely make sure like
did
when
you
I get
dressed, the kicks.
you still like these shoes, right? Yeah. No. But yeah, man, hype each other up, have some confidence in ourselves, and instill confidence in your loved ones as well, right? Like, instill the confidence in them. Let them know that you find them sexy and wonderful and fantastic.
Yeah, like Kristen, she has to do TikTok videos and stuff for work, and she's like, I don't want to be on video. And I'm like, babe, you're hot as fuck. That's the problem. Like, it's because you're fucking smoking hot. Maybe you shouldn't be so fucking hot. You don't have to be on camera all the damn time.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, they don't want to put Shrek on there, okay? What are we talking about?
This one I really love. Thoughtful gifts, things that show that they pay attention. And I don't mean they bought you an iPad or a PS5. I mean they go, hey, I grabbed you a Butterfinger because I know it's your favorite. Mm-hmm. Hey, I was over here by your favorite smoothie shop and I grabbed one for you. Or it doesn't even have to be, you know, for like the men, like, they, or women like, oh, they took your trash out because they noticed it was full, or you know, just little thoughtful things. Like I grabbed your favorite XYZ because I know you like it, or I went out of my way on my way home because you like to have coffee in the morning, so I made the coffee for you before you got up, and I set your whatever the little things that show that they pay attention and they care.
Yeah, dude, the little things go a long way, man. They really do. Like, yeah, like Ash already knows that like I have to have like at least like fucking 24 sparkling waters on deck at all times. Yeah. I always have 24 sparkling waters on deck at all times. Yeah. Like, and even just like, even if we're going to talk about big gifts, right? Like she literally is so invested in making sure that I'm happy that I don't even know how she does it, but she pays attention to what the fuck I say, because every single Christmas or every single birthday, I'm getting elite gifts, like elite shit. Right. And it's like, hey, you didn't have to get me this. Well, she's like, you said you wanted it like 6 months ago. Be like, oh, okay. Well, thanks, babe. I love you.
I don't remember ever mentioning that.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. But she's listening, dude. She's always watching. Was that Oski?
You forgot to file your paperwork, Oski.
Always watching.
Dude, when you open up your fucking PS6, you have to open it up and be like, oh, baby, you're always watching.
Dude, I'm going to be that for Halloween this year. Always watching. I'm going to dress up like that lady for Christmas.
All right. Treat servers well. It's the inverse of the other thing. Treat
don't
people.
Be an asshole.
Golden rule. You know, it's pretty simple. We don't have to belabor the point. And then here's a big one. We talk about it all the time. Someone's doing an Irish jig on my head. Binga-danga-danga-danga-danga-danga. All right. Taking responsibility for their actions.
Amen to that.
Somebody, I can't stand a motherfucker who ain't never did nothing wrong in their whole entire motherfucking life. Boy, I swear to God. Brings me back to if everyone else is the problem, you might be the problem. Like when someone, it's so funny too, when you can hear everyone at work and they did, and I didn't do anything. Whenever you hear someone go, I didn't do it, it means they fucking did it and they're the problem.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely. And luckily, we have learned through the program, or at least I have, and you have actually, I don't know why I said, at least I have, you have,
you're speaking for yourself.
Yeah. I was speaking for myself. There we go. Everybody has a part in everything, right?
Yeah.
So you are not immune to any situation that you are involved in this game called life. So people who cannot take responsibility for even the smallest role that they played in some scenario is not allowed in my book, brother. Like you had something to do with it, and the fact that you can't acknowledge it is a huge, huge red flag. Now, the green flag, the opposite of the red flag, is like Henry was saying, somebody who can go, you know what, dude, I was fucking wrong there, or hey, I overreacted there, I'm sorry. And what the one that really does it for me, that really helps me, especially in my relationship now, is, hey, I may have overreacted there, or I did overreact there. Here is what I'm going to do moving forward to not do that next time. Give me a little plan on how you're going to work on not doing that. That's what I do. You know what I mean? Like, hey, this has brought this to my attention that this is something that I do, or I don't like that I did that, and I'm going to work hard on trying not to do that moving forward.
You want to talk about a lady boner? That's a lady boner right there.
I bust it out all the time, dude. Because you know we're practice over perfection, man. I fuck up all the time, dude.
Yep.
Old Cameron wants to come out all the time, dude. Like I want to. He wants to come out and try to get away with all kinds of shit.
And I was gonna say that's absolutely a staple of Kristen and I's relationship. Is that, you know, we walk away, we come back, and we go, yeah, you know, I wish I hadn't said it that way. I exactly. do feel that way, whatever. And just like, but I shouldn't have talked to you like that. And going back to what you said, there's almost never, I don't want to say never, but almost never, like I was 100% right and they were 100% wrong. It's 90-10 at best. Maybe. And it's more like 75 or 65. There's never like I did everything completely perfectly right and nothing wrong, and they did everything completely wrong. So like, just take your part, and it helps both sides of the relationship. Even if, you know, it was the other person, you can acknowledge something that, hey, you know, I should have handled that a little better, but I really didn't like how you said that, and I thought that was really inappropriate, whatever. Because no one, like, I fucking did nothing wrong. And you were being a piece of shit, and I never do anything wrong ever. And it's like, okay, I mean, what the fuck are we talking about here?
Yeah, dude. And all this comes with not only picking the right person that you want to have a relationship with, but it also comes with working on these things in the relationship, right? Like this type of communication that Hen and I are talking about, like that takes practice. And so you gotta put that in with your partner, right? Like to be like, hey, let's work on a way that we can get over our conflicts in a healthy way. And at first it may feel awkward, right? Like, because the human instinct is to be like, this is all your fucking fault. You're a fucking asshole. Suck my fucking dick. See? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like and that's it. You were being an asshole. But if you can sit back and do what we're talking about, it's going to give the other person a feeling like, hey, they were able to say their piece, you were able to say your piece, and then you can formulate a plan and move forward. And so, like, I highly recommend this form of communication. It's saved. I think I'll be married to my wife forever because of it. I fully believe that, because fights don't get out of control. They don't, because we talk this way and we talk shit out. You know what I mean?
And also on this line, like when someone talks in ultimates, I never or I always, it's like, no. Do you like, there's no way that 100% of the time for your entire life, you've only ever blank, like, or you've never blanked. And it, to me, like it makes you lose credibility in the argument when you say that you never have done something that the other person clearly knows you've done or has seen you done or witnessed. Like,
absolutely.
It's like, instead, let's use more thoughtful words like, you know, I usually don't do this and I try not to. I know I do sometimes, but most of the time, because when you go to the never or always, it's like who 100% of the time is completely always doing it the right way? No one.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do lose credibility if you're saying that, right? Because then it just shows that you've already set up your wall. You've set your boundary when you come that way. Yeah. Right.
You're right. You're wrong. I'm right. Yep, 100% of the time. And that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because never means that I have never done this. It shuts off any form of communication. So if you guys are doing that, or if you're getting gaslit by somebody who's doing that, tell them to fucking kick rocks, dude, because that is not the move. I'm telling everybody to break up with their fucking significant
kick
others.
Rocks. Fuck off.
Get out of here.
The last one I have is takes care of themselves, and that can be physically and mentally, spiritually. So like going to the gym, of course, or whatever they do, some sort of exercise, Zumba, running, whatever. And then, you know, mentally, like do they meditate or do yoga or read books, whatever, some type of like self-care. And then also, I mean, let's be honest, like hygiene, like taking, like some people don't brush their teeth or some people don't shower, like, but it's also a form of self-love. Yep. When you take care of yourself. So not so much in like the shallow ways of like, do they have a nice body, but just like they care enough to take time to do things for themselves that are healthy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. And it also, there's an interesting twist that I'll put on that, and I won't make it very belabored, but when they do stuff like that, it also shows that they're willing to take care of themselves, not only for themselves, but also for you, right? So it shows their investment in the relationship. If you're married to somebody and they're willing to take the time out of their day to take care of themselves so they can be the healthiest they can be, so they can be around longer for you. You know what I mean? Like that's the twist I do. Like I tell Ash, like, hey, I work out, you know, 5 days a week. Because you know what? I want to be able to live the best life I can with you for the remainder of my days. Not only does it make me feel better and it calms my mind and it has its benefits, but I turn it into a positive for her. Like, hey, this is me trying to take care of myself. So you and I, when I'm old, you're not going to have to be pushing me around in a fucking wheelchair, God willing. You know what I mean? And so, you know, that's a great thing if they're taking care of themselves, man. They're doing it for themselves. They're doing it for you. They're doing it, you know, because they're fucking doing it.
That's a great point. There are a lot of people who, when you think about the longevity phase, there are a lot of people who never exercised or took care of their body, and they're bedridden or wheelchair ridden at like 60 or whatever. Dependent on other people. You've seen Superboss, my dad.
Dude,
guy's 74. He's running up ladders and doing cartwheels on the roof and stuff.
Dude, shout out my grandpa Davis, man. I watched all four of my grandparents die in different ways. Okay, so I watched my grandma Davis died from emphysema. Okay,
smoker.
From smoker. Yeah, had a back surgery. Came out of the recovery and had a heart attack in recovery and then couldn't bounce back. Died. It was very sudden and tragic as fuck. My grandpa Fuchs died of emphysema. He was a smoker as well. Okay. So he died. And then I watched my grandpa Davis, the one that I was talking about earlier with the clam comment, was an absolute savage. And maybe that was his military training or something like that. But that motherfucker literally moved every day of his life nonstop. He was in the garden. He was out in the yard. He was out doing all kinds of, he was hunting until he fucking couldn't hunt anymore. He was fishing. He was doing it all. And he lived to fucking 90 and cancer got him. That's not because he wasn't moving, but it's just because cancer got him. Now, I watched the last grandmother. I know this is kind of morbid, but I watched the exact opposite of what I want for myself. My grandma Fuchs got diabetes, and all of a sudden, she just stopped moving. And what happened, man? All of a sudden, lost her mobility, all of a sudden, bedridden, all of a sudden, dead. And it happened very, very, very fast. And it just shows that, like, if we don't take care of ourselves, man, especially at this stage in our lives, which is, like, everybody listening to this podcast is roughly in our age demographic, like, it's so important for you to get out there and be active right now and be working on yourself. Because what we put in right now is going to dictate how you're living in those later years. If you want to walk with a cane and be riding around in a fucking Jazzy, more power to you. But I don't want that life. You know what I mean? And so... motivate yourself to get out there and get moving, man, because if you don't move, you're going to lose it. I can promise you that.
Well, like the best quote I heard was, make time for your health, or at some point you will be forced to make time for your
Absolutely,
health.
Bro. Absolutely. And that, you know, and I know you heard that one, but that'll be another one of the Henryisms. Every quote that you come, they just come straight from you. All right. Let me finish off with a quick minor epiphany that I had, and we'll get the fuck out of here.
Hey-o.
The minor epiphany of the week. Ba, 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 ba. So Valentine's Day is a very important day for us around here, and not in the way that you would think. Okay. So Valentine's Day for us is the day that I, 7 years ago, got blacked out drunk. Swizzlers up, got blacked out drunk for the final time, blacked out at least. And not the final time actually, but it was the one that started it. And, Ash decided that she wasn't going to come back, and I ended up waking up on my apartment floor on the 15th and decided that I was finally going to get sober, okay, on February 15th. We don't celebrate Valentine's Day over here in this house. We celebrate February 15th with a nice dinner, okay, because things really changed that day. Now, the reason I bring this up is not to sit there and stroke myself, but I was sitting here, and as I talked about on my old solo episode, the one 2 weeks back or 3 weeks back, whatever it was, I'm really struggling with like a family member in active addiction right now. Okay. And I'm sitting around, and I'm saying all the right things. Right. And I'm telling all the wisdom, and I'm calling all the bullshit, and I'm sitting there, and I'm looking them in the eye, and I'm just like, why is this not getting through to this person's brain? You know what I mean? Like I've got 7 years of sobriety. I'm living it. I'm walking it. I'm doing it. And the epiphany came when I was like, fuck, dude, I got to call my sponsor. And so I called Anna first to talk with her about it. And Aunt Anna told me, Cameron, whoa, we're switching. Okay. Yeah, we switched. That was the craziest shit. For our audio listeners.
Look at me. I am the captain now.
So we just switched on StreamYard. It just flopped our spaces for no fucking reason. Anyways, so I talked with Anna, and then I talked with my sponsor, and it came down to this. And he said, Cameron, maybe you just aren't the messenger for this person. Ooh. He goes, as much as you want to be, maybe you're not the one that the message to give him the message. Mm. And I go, fuck, Nick. Fuck. Mm. And then he goes, because how many people were giving you messages? He goes, Cameron, how many people? And I go,
oh, that's so good.
And I go, Cameron, I go, Nick. Yeah, Nick's a boss, bro. My sponsor's a G. I was like, Nick, everybody was trying to give me messages. And he goes, and what got you sober? I was like, I woke up on February 15th and my current wife said she wasn't coming back. I was like, it wasn't even a message. I just woke up and like that. He goes, well, that was the message you needed to hear. But he goes, you obviously are not the one to deliver the message. And he's like, and I need you to be okay with that. And so that's why I circled back on that. And I wanted to really share that with anybody. If you're struggling with someone in active addiction and they're not hearing everything that you have to say, just know that it's not personal and it's nothing on you. You just may not be the messenger. And that's okay. And that's okay. We still love them. We're still going to be there for them. But it's a tough pill to swallow, but he's 100% right.
Man, those sponsors, they got...
Isn't that a heater?
Game. and I would go even further to say it's not even just active addiction, it's anything. You know, like, it made me think of, as a parent, your kid, like, they're not going to listen to you, but one day, their friend's going to be like, hey, maybe you should buy stocks. And they're going to be like, oh, hey, it happened at fucking when I was in treatment, when I was in Jacob's Ladder. My buddy Brandon, we would work out every day, and he never want to hit legs. We got to hit legs. And he's like, nah, fuck that. And then this guy came in who was like a personal trainer. And I swear to God, this motherfucker Brandon comes up to me one day and said, yeah, dude, Pat says legs are fucking hella important, bro. I'm like, you piece of shit. I've been telling you that for 3 fucking months straight, and all of a sudden Pat says it.
Yeah,
and
it's, dude.
But I wasn't the messenger.
You weren't the messenger. Pat you weren't the one. Pat was the messenger.
So, dude, I love that. It's such good advice. And the other thing I was going to say is you really understand powerlessness when you're in your position, because you don't have the power to change that person, to make them do what you want to do. To you're powerless.
So hard.
And again, you can deliver the message, but what they do with that information is on them. If they, you can't make them, you can't make the horse drink.
Yeah. And just like, I'm glad I brought this up because I just wanted to shoot the shit with you on it. And unfortunately we brought it up towards the end and we've been here longer than we said we were going to. It's hard, bro. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard because you know what I mean? Like you're given all the pearls, right? You know what I mean? Like, you know, you've had these types of conversations. Like,
yeah.
Here are the treasures. Here it is. This is how it's done.
But you know what else?
And again, I'm like Charlie Brown's teacher, right? It's just womp, 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 womp.
But again, did you not become a parent and turn like 30 years old and go, oh, my parents were telling me this shit because they've been around the blocks a couple times and they fucking know, and they were trying to give me the game and I didn't give a fuck and I thought they didn't know anything and I didn't listen to a word they said, but they were right.
Yep.
But they weren't the messenger. The messenger, you know?
Yeah. It wasn't their time. They weren't the messenger at that time. Right. And you know, that's carried me. I'm doing better with it now after I talked with him. So if you guys are, if anybody's having struggles with anything, I highly suggest getting yourself a sponsor if you don't have one. And if you do have one, hit them up because they usually have ultimate bangers.
But also, dude, the powerlessness. That's something that was given to me when I come to my sponsor or someone. I'm like, they won't listen to me. I'm trying to tell them. They're like, you're powerless, bro. You can't make them. You deliver the information, they take it or leave it, and that's it. You don't have the power to control another human being.
Yeah, dude.
And as much as it sucks, that's just the way it is.
And I watch, and the funny thing is, dude, is I watch my sponsor do that all the fucking time. All the time. He will literally sit there, he will give the message, he will fucking do what he needs to do. But if they're not willing to put in the work and do it, it's like it's no skin off his sack. You know what I mean? Like it's like they, if they want it, they'll come. They know where I'm at.
Yeah.
And it's like, God damn, Nick, like, I wish I could care like you and not care like you. Like, how do you do this?
So, I think you have to get really good at it being in recovery for a long time too, because you've seen it. I've seen it. Yeah, we come and go all the time, man. And it's just part of it.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you have my number. If you're ready to go to treatment, hit me up. If not, Godspeed. I love you. I hope the best for you. You know, but that's all you got.
And that's all I'm doing. But I wanted to bring that up, and I'm glad that you liked it too. And then everybody, keep that one with you from sponsor Nick out here in California.
Shout out, Nick.
You may just not be the messenger. So let's get the fuck out of here, bro. You got anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I have one story. Yeah, I got to tell this real quick, dude. It's because it's fucking hilarious. So the other night we're scrolling, we're looking for something to watch, and I find this Robin Williams documentary on HBO. And I'm like, I fucking love Robin Williams. Rest in peace to the man, the myth, the legend. And so I'm like, let's watch that. And I watch it, and it's phantasmic. It's orgasmic. May have shed a tear or two. Nice. It's sad. It's beautiful. It's great. I'm like, man, that was fucking fantastic. I'm glad I found this. Now, when I say I have no memory, and I have the memory of a fucking goldfish, okay? The next day, I'm scrolling through my memories on Facebook, and 4 years ago to the day, I go, there's a Robin Williams documentary on HBO, and it's so fucking good. And I never remembered that I had already seen it the whole entire time. I watched the whole thing. And did not ever go, well, this looks familiar.
Oh, dude. No fucking way.
And that was clean. I was clean. The funniest thing, Kristen always goes, have you seen XYZ? And I go, I'm not sure. Because I can't be sure. Like, I legitimately don't know sometimes.
Yeah, dude. That's unprecedented levels of memory loss.
But dude, I can sympathize with you, dude, because man, I can't remember shit, but I don't know if it's that bad. I do know if I've seen a fucking show.
I was sitting on the couch and I go, oh my fucking God.
Oh my God.
What? And I'm like, fucking read this. I'm like, I watched that 4 years ago to the day. And had no clue, like I'd never seen it before.
Dude, the universe decided that you needed to rewatch it, dude. You gotta shed a tear. That's fucking funny.
It was good. If you guys have HBO, go watch it. It's great.
I do. I happen to have like every streaming fucking service on the planet, unfortunately.
Yeah. We pay more than cable for our less than cable streaming services.
This was the greatest idea I ever had. Hey, let's cut fucking Xfinity. Let's keep their expensive ass internet, and then let's buy all the streaming fucking services.
We have to do one more thing, brother.
Yes.
Super Bowl score prediction.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Fuck the Queefs.
You go
Ron
first.
Torbert, MVP.
Okay.
Head ref.
What's happening. You go first.
God damn it, dude. I really want the Eagles to win. I think they're the better team, legitimately. But I don't think they do. Henceforth, it's going to be 35. Is 31 a score? Yeah, I'm going to go 35-31 Chiefs.
Okay. And I'm going to go 24-28 Eagles.
35-31 Chiefs. Felt like we can't listen back. And what's yours?
24-28
Eagles. 24-28
Eagles.
Fly, so
no birds.
So your MVP is Saquon?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I guess if I'm going Chiefs, I'm gonna go fucking which disgusts me. But I just think it's what's gonna happen.
I can't have, dude. It's so funny because like I listen to sports talk radio all day. It's like all I listen to. I don't even listen to music when I'm in the car. And like the NBA trade deadline has absolutely dominated.
Oh my God.
There's no one's talked about the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, because nobody cares. Wants to watch the fucking Chiefs in it again.
Yeah, I've never seen, like, so little hype.
No, but I was, oh my God-ing about fucking the Warriors trade.
Dude, that's a terrible trade, brother.
So bad.
That's a bad trade.
Three good players, and Wiggins is, like, one of our best and leading scorer this year.
Terrible.
For a 35-year-old man who's never really done anything?
No, dude. And ready?
And a first-round pick.
And another thing with Jimmy Butler, too. What makes you think that that's going to work out there? He's disgruntled everywhere he's been.
Yeah.
He's fine for like 1 year.
Memes about him and Draymond going fighting.
Fantastic. I actually think Jimmy Butler whoops Draymond's ass.
I wish he would. I wouldn't mind
him. Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Yeah, it's a terrible trade.
All right. Oh. Almost as bad or worse than Luka for Anthony Davis.
I think that Luka trade's probably worse, to be honest with you. That's a bad trade.
I don't know. I think they gave way too much for old Jimmy Butler.
I agree. Pat Riley fleeced the shit out of you. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, AD is a great player, but he's never healthy.
No, but he's not.
And Luka's franchise. Like, I didn't think he would ever leave.
No, dude, he's 25 years old. What the fuck are we talking about? That's crazy. And of course, he has to land at the Lakers. I guarantee you Adam Silver pulled the strings on that one. Yes. Somebody got in somebody's fucking ear about that.
Also, AD probably got shipped because of that comedy made where they asked him, what do you think about LeBron passing Jordan for 30 games? And he goes, took him 7 more seasons.
Yeah.
A month later, he's out of there.
Yeah, dude, that doesn't surprise me at all, dude. That doesn't surprise me at all. None of that.
Speaking of landing planes, let's land this plane, Cameron.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here, all right? Here's a quick spiel. We're going to be real fast because I'm hungry. And like I said, we've been here for a while. This is actually a pretty fun one, dude. Some good laughs on here. Follow us on YouTube next week. If you are listening to this, we are going to be live Friday night live. So come in, come hop in, talk to us.
Will that be Valentine's Day?
It's the day before, I believe. Or after one of those days. We'll figure out a day.
Friday is, should we do the 13th? I mean,
it is the 13th. It's Thursday.
Yeah, we're going to do 13th.
Yeah, we're doing 13th.
So Thursday, February 13th, be here or you suck.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see you guys in here. You guys have really
check
been showing
out on YouTube.
Yeah, you guys have really been showing out for the lives. We appreciate it. So check us out on YouTube. Give us a follow there. Thoughts and prayers for Henry and I, because we are roasted and Henry needs to finish doing his job site. So send vibes to him and make sure all is well. We hope that you found some helpful information in here. If you're in an unhealthy relationship, please know that you are worth more than that. And decide accordingly. And also remember, you may not be the messenger. So I will finish this like I always do. I love you, Hen, very much.
I love you too, Cam. And remember, ooh, I just had it. And remember. I'm doing the fuckboy lip bite. Probably gonna cut this. I might
Gen
not.
Z, don't do it.
And remember, dude, I had such a chronic one. Oh. And remember, when someone tells you who they are, believe it. And be yourself and fuck what they think.
Always watching Wazowski. Later.
See you with the music and miracle. I'm gonna beat them by the lyrics. Oh, right. Oh.